time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or right. a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. When your job is restoration specialist, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a 3,000-year-old bracelet belonging to a king and melting it down, you're doing okay.
Melting it down?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this
that wasn't the job.
Right. This restoration specialist was at Cairo's Egyptian Museum. You know, has access to that sort of stuff. Took a 3,000-year-old bracelet belonging to a king. They then contacted a silver jeweler.
Oh, no.
Who sold it to a gold jeweler. The jeweler then sold it to a foundry worker who melted it down with other pieces. Everybody in there wound up confessing after being arrested.
Oh, wow. So yeah. It was like a little ring.
Yeah, I guess so.
Crime.
Right, it was a bracelet crime.
Yes, a ring of crime around the bracelet.
Yeah, so this king, I guess, ruled Egypt from 1001 to 992 B.C., so this was old.
This was very, very, very
old. An artifact. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's always fascinating that they thought to make jewelry back then.
Well, I mean, they like nice things too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, but when you're the restoration specialist, probably not a good idea to go.
Methinks that was the cover.
Yeah,
methinks
right.
He wasn't really a restoration specialist. Methinks he was just a thief who brokered lots of deals.
Yeah, now that's
to buy the stolen thing.
That's probably not the only thing that he has sold from the Egyptian Museum. So.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not his first rodeo.
Probably not.
He just got caught this time.
He did. So that's your setting the bar story.
And you can't get that back.
No, it's melted down.
It's melted down. It's melted down.
It's done. Yep.